Okay, you were talking about the Orthodox Church. I'd like to hear more about that, what it was like.
We had an Orthodox Church. I was baptized underneath the business charity. Okay. I'm an Orthodox.
Mm-hmm. You said you had a mission in Chinook?
Yeah, we used to have a, we call it a non-denomination. Uh-huh. During that time, our Orthodox, we had no priest to come in.
No priest?
No, we didn't have an Orthodox priest. He's my old man. My dad, after all. I call him old man. He would come over and spend every Sunday afternoon about 2 hours more at the undenomination.
Your father went?
Mm-hmm. He was from what I was against religion. He was a religious man. He spread truth, word. I think he was a Lutheran. I don't know what the hell church he really belonged to. You know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say, you know. Himself, I don't think he had a church.
I think a lot of Scandinavian people are Lutheran. I know Norwegian accent. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what he grew up with.
Yeah. But a guy like him, he never had a place for a church, you know. Let's have a drink. You keep a shot of this?
No.
You keep a...
I've got my beer still.
Well, you're not supposed to talk.
That's okay. They're not going to listen to the tape much anyway. They're more interested in what I write. I'll just leave this card out. So did you go to church every weekend or every Saturday or Sunday?
Every Sunday was a Sunday mission. Mm-hmm. But after the Orthodox, it was about once or twice a year.
That's when you'd celebrate? I'd go to the Orthodox? Did some priest come by then? Or?
It was about the only time he'd come by. It was once or twice a year. We'd take our communion. Uh-huh. You probably think I'm crazy. I was up to communion, you know. We confessed all the bad things you did during the year, you know. God, no. Goddamn chicken got in my room. I grabbed that chicken and I stuck it in my coat. Gonna have chicken dinner here. You looking down there? You don't. My aunt says, you put that chicken go. Goddamn thing was hollering inside of me. You know where that chicken went. It wound up in a stew pot. Because they were gathering chicken near the fox pharmacy. Mm-hmm. She didn't want me to take that chicken. I let that damn chicken go. Her dog goes, I have the chicken, I don't want to. It was fun on these.
It was fun?
Huh?
You said it was fun?
To me it was. Mm-hmm. You don't know any better.
You have to use your imagination a lot.
Huh?
You use your imagination a lot.
And think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home, you know, I told Mama, God damn, I had a chicken. I was going, boy, that was trouble here. Oh, we're not supposed to swipe after. Still after.
So you went to confession and cleansed your soul, and then you went out and stole a chicken.
Yeah. It was good for you.
You'd have to, confess that the next time.
Well, we were a character.
How close in age were you to your brothers and sisters?
Hmm?
Were you close in age to your brothers and sisters?
My older brothers were. He was 4 years older than me then. One was 3. I'm 2 years younger, not my older brother. No. No leader of folk.
You always had a lot of playmates, huh?
No. I'm not quite 2 years older, but my older sister, she's younger than me. Look as she was. Yeah. You beat the hell out of me.
What kind of things did you do for fun when you were growing up? What kind of things did you do for fun when you were growing up?
There was more fun in the house, I can never explain. There were little games and this and that, you know. Like out in the winter. At least it's like I just thought, you know. I learned to play cribbage when I was a small boy. Mm-hmm. Joined a party of my three older brothers. We played cribbage, we played pinochle, pedro, whist. I was too old to play with the little ones.
Right.
I joined you. That was fun.
You played cards a lot in the winter?
Huh?
You played cards a lot in the winter?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It'd be surprising how long I went to college, didn't even know anything else but to play cards, you know. If we had no minks, no foxes to play, they'd come home. Mom would have a mulligan for us. We'd always be eating them. 8 o'clock, little guys. I thought I could never understand it. I told Papa once. Put him to bed and get up 6 o'clock, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. The lamps had to be lit. Hmm. And what you going to do all day? To go out and play and everything, you know. I remember, I'll never forget it. It was that bump, tree high. It wasn't a big garden. Him and I had a top bed. The worm was hell. I couldn't create a new. We just out of bed and play. We had a caribou hide. Mm-hmm. Big little boats, about 2 inches. Boy, we played at the Mandrager. God damn it. I'm supposed to light fire this morning. Never scared, you know. The old man hollered, he said, hey! First night. And we had his servant coffee in bed. Him and Mom.
Every morning?
Every morning. It's about 6 o'clock in the goddamn morning. Well, I get up 6 o'clock in the morning winter. He wasn't working. He stayed home all winter like us, you know, he had that something. And why should he get out of bed 6 o'clock in the morning?
He kept you going.
Right, yeah. Right the lamp, you know. This morning. And I just told him in the door. We was up. This coffee wasn't a stuff. We were playing them goddamn little boats in the caribou hide. Hey, this is worth my goddamn coffee. Holy man, you know. I forget about the time. Me and him, Andrew, we forget about the time all. They'd jump up and run out and light the goddamn fire. Wood stove. There's none as you used to turn on.
Right.
And it takes a little while for a wood stove to heat and up and get to... Oh, you good man. I'd let that be the last time. Yeah, but... Mama gets up. Sourdough hot cakes, that was that breakfast.
Sourdough?
Mm-hmm. Sourdough hot cakes and we always had baked beans too. Mm-hmm. Then
breakfast?
We got to get... Huh?
Breakfast?
Never heard of that?
No.
salad, hot cakes, and baked beans. You could go 7-8 hours walking to it, leave, then come back, it's dark. And they also had a pot roast duck, a ptarmigan or something like a caribou steak, and there were baked beans. That was the main diet in Chicago, baked beans.
I've never heard of them for breakfast.
Huh?
Never had them for breakfast.
And you eat a rug at breakfast, boy, when you out in them countries, you know. Make you poop, but that's me. Well, they kept you going all goddamn day. We'd have a change sometime from caribou. Stay for breakfast, and sour hotcakes. But beans was always.
Would you get big, big supply of beans, and that would take you through the winter? Or?
200 pounds. Yeah. 200 pounds of beans, the brown beans or lima beans. 100 pound of lima, 100 pound of piece of yellow. Using them little packages, you got them in big gunning sacks, 100 pounds. Right.
And you would store that for the winter and just use it all up by the springtime?
It'd be all gone by springtime. And the family never, we would take it. 10 sacks of spuds, that's 100 pound bags. In January, we'd be short of spuds. Onions was, you ain't nothing, well, you would survive them with beans.
Didn't you end up getting sick of them, or do you still like them?
Huh?
Do you still like beans?
Oh, yeah. I'm still a bean eater.
How did you feel the depression in Jibnik?
At that time, we didn't. But now, I guess you feel. Hmm. You can feel it. The prices, the way they're, you know.
But when the rest of the country was going through the depression, you didn't notice it much up there? Mm-hmm.
We had our own supply. Maybe we had 10 to 15 sacks of flour. That was 100 pounds of flour. That was a bread maker. We had a toss and punish. They would carry us through that time, see. They went to prices for it, so we didn't notice too much.
But you didn't grow things in Chicago, did you?
Huh?
Did you grow things there, vegetables, or did you have to import them?
They all had to be shipped in.
So you didn't notice any, the prices didn't go up, or you didn't have...
It was all store. Mm-hmm. I had to get out. We had no time, like I told you, we went to school. And it should have been planting gardens. We were going to school.
Did you have news about what the rest of the country was going through with the... food shortages and...
No radio.
Yeah? Didn't know that.
That was the good life.
You
know? Yeah. You never know from day to day.
So you didn't feel anything at all from that?
Uh-oh.
People continued working, fishing?
Yeah. Nothing bothered you. Nothing worried you. Because there was no outside news.
Right. I think now something like that would affect the whole country.
Oh yeah, but not us. We would just make a lost, a lost country.
Were there ever any times that you didn't have enough supplies or enough?
No, we survived through the winter.
Pretty fortunate in that way.
And then had some. The only thing I miss was medical. Mm. That's when I lost one of my little sisters.
There's no medical services out there?
Yeah. She died of pneumonia and there's nothing they could do. You know. So it was like, no. The doctors could come in or go through to a medical center, you know, like an anchorage or cardiac care. when life changes, I still like to do as you said.
Say that again.
I still like to do as you
said. I guess some good changes and some not so good changes have happened.
The good changes matter. They don't change enough, you know. Not in the biggest part, but you had the medical, like, having long life.
But you're just so isolated.
Hmm?
You were so isolated. There's no hospital out there, no doctor. Did they used to have a doctor come visit once or twice a year or anything?
Well, you get like Medicaid a lot. You get a doctor, a first aid, not a doctor, but just first aid, you know.
Right.
And they used to send in pretty good, that's good people that they send in, you know.
And do they live there, or do they just come every once in a while for a clinic or something?
There's a man, there's a woman, a station ever. They're sending a big problem.
Right.
You would come in here fly you out.
Was there a person there when you were growing up, or is that just something they have now?
No. There was nobody there. We had a doctor, a company doctor in the summer, but in the winter there was none. You were there for 6 months in the summer, you were 6 months out.
So if you got sick, you would just try to, your mother would try to get you better? Or?
No, she was your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out in the country, you know. And your mother is either work. Whoever was the doctor trying to be.
Right.
But every fall, the company was good. They always made you up a winter kit. Like iodine, mercurochrome, and stuff. Just for little minor cuts, but they don't know what's going to happen to you during the winter, you know.
Right.
And now spinners, you know. Boy, they got medicine for the winter. That's what it is. Medicine, he could have killed you during the winter.
Right.
But you didn't have what you needed. Gee, you cut finger, anybody can put a tape on.
Right.
Yeah. All those old band-aids was put out.
Some kind of bandage.
Yeah, yeah, it goes bandage in there. And there's a tape to put over you. You would need proof of goddamn band-aid, but I would prefer band-aids.
Do you remember the earthquake? The big earthquake in 64? Did that hit you?
Where was 64.
Uh-huh.
I was here in 64.
In Kodiak?
Mm-hmm.
During the earthquake? In the tidal wave?
I just come home. I was working on Freeze Point.
Say that at Freeze?
Huh?
What point?
East Point.
Oh, East.
Crap. Went home for dinner. We're supposed to go back to work that night. My sister had a table set and they come home. It was on a Friday. I laid the paper down and the chandelier. I was going to say, stop shaking the tables. And I let that damn thing come down.
The chandelier came down.
Mm-hmm. We didn't eat dinner that night, you know. Well, I thought you were shaking the table first because I had it. Kodak mirror laying on the table,
mm-hmm.
and she was sitting at the damn table.
Where were you living then? Or where were you staying?
I was staying on the boat harbor.
It didn't happen.
I went home to eat.
How long after the earthquake hit did the tidal wave come?
I'd say about an hour and a half, something like that.
And there was no warning of that?
My brother-in-law come down, he said, that's the tidal wave warning. Didn't turn the TV off. Everybody in low land go to higher ground, you know. Mm. It was coming. I was stuck with a woman and four kids that night.
Was your boat destroyed?
Huh?
Was your boat destroyed?
No. They were never seen him, you know.
No? Just washed away?
I wasn't down there. It was a kind of a disaster. Mm-hmm. I wasn't drinking and either, or so. My old guy, his mom come up, there's people like you. She pointed her finger right in my face. That caused it.
That caused the earthquake?
Yeah. I thought I didn't. It like you, she said. He accused. I'm not the Lord. I don't.
Why? What was she accusing you of?
Hmm?
Why was she saying that?
I know, Lord, that because I drink. I saw them go to church. Mm-hmm. And then she was pulling that back on.
So when the tidal wave came, I know that there's a marker up by the police station where the water went up to. Was the town just shut down for a while after that?
Or? Well, I was with this woman. We went down looking for her husband. We were stopped before we got to the Orthodox Church town. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. We had to go back, Killer Mountain. That's where we spent the night. It was up in Killer Mountain.
Everyone went up there?
Hmm?
People went up to the top of the mountain?
Yeah, because this is that high ground, see.
Right.
And they didn't know what the height that side really would have been. And he finally come down, take your kids to the high school. That's over 100 foot above, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here I'm stuck with these five kids. And she had to go look for her husband. And I don't know where her husband was at. She don't know, you know. We went down and looked for her in the Orthodox Church. The Marines. We had them in the National Guard. They were standing. Turned around. And that was the...
And this was before the wave hit, right?
It was just during the tide of it, you know. And she was worried about her husband, where he was at. He was out in the goddamn boat. They took one of the company boats and tore his own. He went down the channel, he's laying out Mill Bay. Mm-hmm. I think that was me. I would have went home to hell with my damn boat, you know. I would have made sure my family's
there. Right.
But he was one of them guys, that boat come first before the family, you know.
Was he able to save his boat?
Yeah.
Pretty big chance to take
it. Yeah, that's a big chance, you know. You see these boats, they got them boats, the company pulled the hill because I would have went home.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a family, that's where I would have been. I would have been with them first.
So you were up on the top of the mountain when the wave hit?
Well, on no, top of the mountain, we were about halfway up. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the wave?
Some said they seen it, but I didn't. I'll tell you, I had a little girl about a year, about 2 years old, 3 years old. I was holding her in my lap. And we went up there, you know, Hill Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The driver, she didn't have a license. Then it was her daughter, the baby and me. I couldn't see out of the room either.
Yeah.
You want to know her name? I better not.
The baby?
Okay. I better not put the name, Cinderella.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Alright.
That was Marie Pearson.
She was the woman that was driving?
Yeah.
And the mother of the five children?
Mm-hmm. And her daughter, Dolly, was stuck between us. I had little Rebecca in my arms. And that girl wouldn't leave me. She wouldn't leave me.
Pretty scared.
But she had her arms around my neck, you know. That's 24 years ago?
64, 30 years ago.
30 years. She wouldn't leave me. She had her arms. When we went in for breakfast, there was a certain breakfast up at the high school. All them kids was with me. One of my nephews married one of the girls.
Really?
That Rebecca I haven't seen since. I like to, you know, it'd be a big difference now, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd still remember me.
I don't think she'd ever forget me. But she wouldn't let me go, you know. He held on to me just like it was.
Sure, it's a pretty terrifying experience for somebody that young.
He'd be Jesus Christ to
her. The waves then hit down on the boat harbor.
Oh, I cleaned the boat harbor up.
But Mill Bay was safe?
Huh?
Mill Bay was okay?
I took houses out of Mill Bay.
You did? That's where I live.
Mill Bay?
Yeah, it's pretty, but I think about what would happen.
Well, you're down on the beach liner.
So I think the house would probably come. Can't worry about that.
That's where I was living in the tidal wave.
Really?
Because we're above tidal wave. Mill Bay. Middle Bay, right?
Do you know why it's called Mill Bay?
Hmm?
Do you know why it's called Mill Bay? Did there used to be a mill there or something?
Hmm. It was a sawmill.
When was that?
I think it's that. They call it Zip Bay in the Russian time.
Russian?
They cut the timber out there to make some of the boats. That's why it's Mill Bay. Mm-hmm.
So it was a while ago.
It is a myth. I think it's called Hanson. No. It's a sawmill right behind the bay there. You can cut timber out there.
Where on the bay was it located?
Hmm?
Where on the bay was the sawmill located?
It's behind the house. You know where that is? The race. Behind there.
Behind where?
On the home. It's a mill back there.
Up high, like on the edge of the bay? Huh. I didn't know that.
You got Hanson's mill out.
Say that again?
It's out in Mill Bay.
Right. If the bay goes like this, and the road is here, and the, if it's, here's the road, and the bay, Spruce Cape is here, and then it kind of goes out here. So where was the sawmill? If this is the bay.
It's the Mill Bay, that's what they call Mill Bay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And when was the sawmill? That was...
I don't know who owned that.
And was that when you were here, or was that way before that?
That's before my time.
Mm-hmm. And so it was closed when you came here?
I always knew it was the Mill Bay. But that's what the sawmill was. Okay, in the back of the bay.
I wonder if there's any of it still standing, or any foundations or anything.
It must be. You remember, what the year you said you come here?
Me? I've only been here since not even a year.
Oh.
Only since January.
And you, when you got, it used to be an old log cabin up there. You remember that?
Mm-mm.
Still. I told my dad was way out of town. You were going to buy it.
Out near the park, out near Abercrombie?
My kid birth. And it's not for sale. But it's way out of town.
At that time?
It was at that time. It must be. It was a pretty place, too, way out in the country, you know. Now I don't know. It sheeted over or somebody bought it. But we were going out in the country.
That was before this road was built.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Kodiak has changed a lot since you've known it?
Oh, since I first come here. The only one trailer court, like here in Mill Bay,
mm-hmm.
That was all timber, though.
Yeah. I see a lot of trees being cut down even just in my year of being here. All these back in through here, it's all developed where I was told it was all woods before. Now there's a lot of houses back there. Was the ship because of the tidal wave? Is that how it got there?
Beachcombers?
Yeah.
That was a nice big lodge they had out there before. Log cabin.
Was that considered out of town?
It was out of town.
So where did the city limits or town limits end?
The Mole Market. Remember the old Mole Market? Where the little bar is now.
Oh, okay.
That was city limits.
It was. What did that used to be?
City limits. The Mole Market.
Mole?
Mole Market.
M-O? Was that a store or?
No, it's a tavern. In a lodge.
And that was at the end of the city limits, huh? Is that as far as the road went?
Huh?
Did the road go out to there and then end it?
It was a narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
The horse path they call.
Were there always a lot of bars in town?
No, I tell you, I come here today. I didn't move away from 1980.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come here in 1944, that was during the middle of the war, you know.
Right.
And there was a lot of bars there. But some of them are gone now.
I think most of them are gone.
And Mecca's gone, the ships.
Ships just closed this summer.
Unique bar. I mean, about 6 or 7 bars have been closed to what it was in Upper Country Korea.
I think a lot of the liquor licenses are being bought by liquor stores, so maybe people are drinking at home more.
I think that's what it is. I know myself, I drink more at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper to drink at home than just to go down to the bar.
Right.
I can drink home maybe $20, $25 a night. I go to a bar, it's $100.
It's true. It's pretty expensive, huh?
Yeah. But let me have 20. Let me have 20. You lost money, you never get it back. Before, when I first came, you could go and you could get $100 from a bartender. Dig in his pocket, or you could borrow $100 off the bar. Now they won't give you a dollar. They won't buy you a drink.
They don't even let you use their telephone.
No, that's right. They won't. But you can't blame them. You don't know.
Yeah.
Too many people coming and going.
Right.
Coming and going, you know. And the more they can get, him or the other one. How is yours?
Mine?
Empty.
Hey, do you save these or recycle them or anything?
I don't drink cold beer. You probably noticed it, huh?
Well, you mentioned that before. You said it makes you sick.
Yeah.
Getting low?
I'm getting low. Yeah. Watch out to carry missiles through. No, you don't drink whiskey.
No. I have. I don't anymore.
Huh?
Not anymore. You didn't make that, did you?
Huh?
You didn't make it.
No. Let's prove it. Ask you a favor?
Sure.
Put it up to the handle there. Put the water.
To the top handle here? Okay. Let's see what else can we talk about here, whatever you want to ask over. We got the depression covered. Religion. Earthquake. You weren't alive when the volcano came.
Yeah. No, that's for sure.
Got any other stories for me?
No, in 1938 they had a hell of an earthquake.
Really? What was that like?
You could see, looked like the ground was, just like a source. That's back in 1938.
I never heard of that one.
Huh?
Did a lot of property get destroyed in that?
No one knows how many lives. There was something that was never heard of.
I haven't heard of it.
Uh-uh. That's like the one in 1946. Scotch Cat was washed out in that one.
What was? What did you call it?
Scotch Cat. And then he said it was 100 foot above sea level. A wave come in and washed it out.
Is that a town?
No, it's Cape.
Oh.
11 Coast Guardsmen were lost in that one.
In 46?
Yeah.
You don't hear about the 64, the Good Friday, of course.
That's 46 one was a bad one. It was 96 feet above sea level, and lighthouse and cold water above.
The wave was that high? The
yeah. Wow. It couldn't have been, probably was, with that backwash, I guess. Right. It sweeped the whole water out. One survivor.
One Coast Guard survivor?
He went up to a tower, I guess, and that's why he was saved. The rest was gambling, and it wasn't a big earthquake either. Mm.
The one in 38 was a big earthquake, though?
Oh, man, that's something like, I think that's the worst one I've seen, because you could see the land. It was just like waves coming.
And where were you then? Were you in Chignik?
Chignik, living in a place they call Thompson Valley. 15 miles out of the bay. And no antimites. That's, when that tidal, that wave went in there, you seen an old ship wreck. It dried the bay up that much that you could see the bottom. You seen that ship right now.
Yeah, they say that it pulls the water back and then just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not something you're supposed to watch too closely. You don't want to be around there.
But the lucky people, with my sister afterwards, and her brother. I wanted him in 1930. Take him up the beach. They hit one beach, you're going to take the shortcut over. They couldn't make it. The tide or something. Mm. Never bothered them. Well, it was right up to the bank. One of them big swells. The old man, he didn't know any. He said, was that goddamn tide over there?
Mm. Did people die in that one?
Mm-mm. Never heard. Mm. But they don't even know where that one could have been centered at. Mm.
That was before they had a lot of the technology. And now we get notices many hours in advance.
Yeah, I didn't tell you now, you know. Uh-huh. Then it was nothing, you know.
Surprise.
It is a surprise. You didn't have Niners. Nuh-uh. Nylon shoes and nylon pants standing here. It was cotton.
No survival suits or anything.
Not before that all come up. Remember that something you did?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Hmm?
I'll pass on the dip plate.
That's pretty good.
Is it? Who are all these people in the pictures?
Hmm?
Who are all these people in your pictures?
Nieces and nephews.
You have a lot of them, huh?
Great nieces and nephews. Great nieces and nephews.
Do they live around here?
Hmm?
Do they live in Kodiak?
Some do. Huh? An old lady. And you talk to ask my mom.
When was the picture taken?
That was taken back in 1983. Last year she was in Chicmac.
Is that her kitchen in Chicmac?
Yeah.
She looks nice.
I'll never forget that woman, Kendra. Nobody's fighting over this house. We bought her. We bought it for her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she got things that nobody's fighting over. Before I die, I'll burn this goddamn place down.
Your mother said that?
3 weeks before she died.
Goodbye. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I had a good job back in Chicken that time. Working in the stockroom.
Stockroom?
Yeah. Supply room, like, mm-hmm. You know. And I come over here. Don't tell me, she said. Well, she was living in the daycare out here in my Kodiak hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. I says, you know what? My house burnt down. She got the word and she knew it. And she says, nobody's fighting over it. That's something else kind of make a person feel stupid. How the hell does she know? She was 83 years old when she died, and that's when the house went down.
How
what?
Did she know? Had someone told her?
I don't know.
And she was in Kodiak when it happened? That wasn't the same as the haunted house, was it?
Huh?
Was that the haunted house?
No. But how the hell did she know?
Mm-hmm.
The haunted house. He said, man, I never was. But she was brave. She kept us there, you know, and then we got a chance to get the hell out of there.
What is her, she grew up in Chicken?
Her? Yeah.
And her family has always been from there?
Yep. She's been born and raised in Chicken. Mm. That was part of her family there. That she come from.
They lived in a log house?
Mm-hmm. But that was the new haunted one.
pretty old picture then.
What is it? That was my dad. That's my mom when she was younger. My grandfather. My aunt.
What did her family do out there? Why were they living there?
Trappers.
Fur?
Fox and mink stuff.
Are they from, were they originally from Russia? Or?
My dad is from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. My grandfather. His parents come from Europe. And they come over here. He was one that, I think he was born in a wagon. Mm-hmm. Like his, and he said, dad settled in Salem, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And so my grandfather.
Your mother's father.
Mm-hmm. And dad's side, he was direct from Europe. He didn't say what.
And what about her mother?
Mama? I'm born here out in Tree St. Faith.
Was she Russian or?
Personally. Mm-hmm. I never seen her.
No. So he went out there to trap and met your grandmother?
Hmm?
Your grandfather went out to Chigney to trap and met your grandmother and settled down there?
I was the only one grandparent I had before George Anderson, my grandfather. I never had a grandmother. She died before him. And I see his kids sometimes, you know. When they fall so much for the grandmother, that's a hurt. They got something I never had.
Yeah.
You ever seen your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. I have. Grandmother that died when I was in second grade, and my father's mother just died less than a year ago. She was 97, almost 98.
I never had a, you know, I always wish I could have seen a grandmother, you know. Maybe I wouldn't realize it. We've really been good people, you know.
Yeah.
I know one thing, the grandmother's cheap. Your grandchildren are a hell of a lot better treated to grow.
I think so. I think they mellow with age.
Huh?
They mellow with age.
Yeah, I know it. I seen my sisters, not his grandmothers, they treat their grandchildren a hell of a lot better than they did their own.
They're not as responsible for them. They can just have fun. Mm-hmm.
This is the way the hell I got.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for fit. Eugene Carlson, you seen it? Aaron Carlson. I think the kid that was last week's paper. They got kid.
Motorcycle? Yeah. Is he related to you?
He's my great name.
Yes. It was in Colorado or Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. Phoenix.
That was sad.
He was, I knew that kid since he was about that big.
You said he's your great nephew?
Mm-hmm.
So your sister's grandson or something? Brother's grandson?
My sister's son's. Bernard.
How is he?
Coming out of it, yeah.
That was a pretty sad story, I read that.
Well, I had a few tears off, though.
Yeah. They live down in Phoenix?
Huh?
They live in Phoenix, huh?
Yeah. My daddy lives up near Kodiak now. A broken family.
Yeah.
That's what they know is people, them broken families.
Yeah. It's pretty common, though.
She was a nice woman. But the fourth nephew, I got that was married and divorced. And all the rest of the wives married, which she never did. She stayed, you know, that's the only big thing about her.
Mm.
She wasn't married. And the bugger, he's so stubborn, he won't marry. She loves them and he loves her, you know, and that's...
Yeah.
And people like that, you know.
So your nephew then still lives up here?
Hmm?
Your nephew still lives in Kodiak?
No. Yeah. The youngest boy is going to be up there just for Thanksgiving. Chad. The one that's on his lost brother, don't know what that Rick.
Mm. He's coming back to Kodiak for Thanksgiving?
Hmm?
To be with his father?
I'm going to go with his grandpa. I'm with grandma, you know.
Thanksgiving's coming up. It's only...
Huh?
Thanksgiving's only a couple of days away. It's Thursday.
My gosh, that's right.
I was surprised.
It has just been a fast month, though.
Yeah, it has. Seems like it was just Halloween.
Well, you go to Halloween camp.
Do you have trick-or-treaters come by here?
Hmm?
Do kids come by here?
Oh. This is a hard place for us. They come and do it here heavy.
A bucket?
I had a bucket. Oh, heaps, you know. Then we get some more. And then she just can't. This is a hard place.
We had a lot of candy and nobody came by.
Hmm?
Nobody came to our house. We had, my friend bought $11 worth of candy. Nobody stopped. Not one kid.
You know, some people, it's what gets me. A few years ago, I was a little afraid when they start poisoning kids and putting.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a lot of people now.
Yes.
The families are with the most of the time, you know. I put them in bags. But this year, I don't buy bulk candy. I'll chop your package. You know, like little bars and stuff. And they went that way, you know.
If you buy it bulk, the parents are supposed to throw it all out when you get home.
Yeah, you know.
Everything has to be wrapped.
It's about that kid when he bit into an apple. Who's going to be to stick a goddamn razor blade into it, you know?
I don't understand.
Hmm? There's no love for nobody. He's rushing through the, didn't know what the hell was causing his bleeding. And there was that goddamn razor blade from a dapple he'd bit into.
Where did that happen?
State of Washington.
Okay. I've always heard about it, but I never knew where it happened.
It made me mad, you know. It's hurt all of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a little woman. Don't laugh at me. No, the kids are out for a good time. What are they going to try to kill the poor kid?
Yeah, you don't want to give them anything. Lock your door and don't open it.
Yeah. But poisoning the fruits or some damn thing, I can't see that. That's not my style of living.
No, it's pretty sad.
Huh?
It's pretty sad and it makes...
It is sad, you know.
It makes people not trust good people.
Mm-hmm. You want to be nice, like you said, He said, no, we don't trust. We're part of, we only bought a little bit. And not too far from here.
No. There were a lot of apartment houses across the street from us, but our house didn't have a sidewalk, so you'd have to like drive into the driveway and then get out. And I guess that's why nobody came by. It was kind of sad. We had to eat all the candy.
Well, last year it was short of candy. This year I bought $110 for it.
Wow.
That's what we got left out of on.
Boy, really hit you up, huh?
Huh?
You sit up by the door, or did you just have them come in?
I had to sit near, let them come in, you know.
When did they come?
Just got here about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
On actual Halloween day?
Mm-hmm.
This is probably a good place for parents to bring their kids.
What the kids like?
Yeah.
When you get their own crew, you know. Most time, the parents are with them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a few stragglers. Well, I know. I never have a beer sitting at the table when the kids come out.
Mm-hmm.
I got respect for
you. Yeah.
You like it? Well, if I didn't know you, I wouldn't be drinking. Are you? I know you're good people.
I drink too.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fun to watch the kids, isn't it?
Oh. I'm going to try and get some. I asked my friend out to get a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Then that'd be the one of the most heavy cameras set for it. You can watch them eat. When you start to spit them little tots.
Do you spend your days over there? Or do you stay here during the day?
I'm here most of the time. But I'm down at Allen Cove in Mindy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is that Mindy does.
It's down the hallway from
me. I work with a little girl, 1-year-old girl, 1.5 years. I think it'd be fun to bring her by and have her hang out with people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, too. You work with Mindy's little girl?
No, not Mindy's. A friend of Mindy's. That's how I know Mindy.
We're down at Island Cove.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not down there, I'm just bringing her too since I got to know your sweetheart.
I'll talk to Mindy about it and see. Maybe I can bring her daughter down too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be nice. You'd more see some of the old people, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to see you come down there.
That would be nice. I think it's nice. I think I don't know a lot of people in town, but I think it's nice to get out. I think it's nice to see some older people that might not have a lot of visitors, and I think it'd be good for the little girl to.
Yeah, you get out and know, you see what. No, we had not an old person, but she was up here last summer. Idaho. Mary Smith, I think. And she was good, and she liked the people. We went out to Fort Abercrombie. We spent the day out there and we walked around, but don't tell her. I got used to walking cane.
Mm-hmm.
But she got kind of curious. I went up over the hill to look off to Monashka Bay. You probably walked up that road.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimmy didn't know where I went. Kim Peter. So she'd come up, you know. I said, I didn't find me. It's a pretty scene if you look out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Up by the bunker?
Yeah. We come back, we walk on the whole thing. That old lady thought it was something for me. Just because I walked into the woods by myself and came to see where I was going. I'll never do. I got an artificial leg, and I didn't yell, you know, but anyhow. She came in to see what the heck we were doing. Come on, we were holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
That was nothing wrong. Because then I got to have someone to study.
Right.
Just like me, you cross the street here. I would have to hold your hand. You wouldn't believe it.
No, I mean, we need help.
No, I still think I like you. No, we ain't talking about
you. No, I think it'd be fun to bring the little girl back.
It would.
Is there a place? I know over in the building there, we were over there for the bazaar yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's places for her to run around. She wants to run.
No, I bet she is fun. Yeah, they tell you.
She's very shy. She doesn't know.
Down in Mindy's, they got a bird.
Really?
Oh. Not a parakeet, but and that, he's so damn cute, but he got a broken wing.
Hmm. I think the little girl would like the bird. See the bird. She loves animals. She likes to imitate animals. You can ask her what pigs and cows and bears do, and she'll oink and moo and go. I'll have to talk to Mindy about bringing her down.
Yeah, he'd be nice.
Do you know Mindy's daughter?
I've seen her, I don't.
She's a handful.
You're a little boy, too.
Yeah.
Nope. Who swore me in here? It was Mindy.
Mm-hmm. She did what?
She's the one that swore me into this place, you know.
She's a good woman.
And Pat Branson, you know Pat?
I know she writes for the paper, that's all I know
about. Yeah, she? Her and I came in the same day. Mindy interviewed us. The day after I got in, there was two guys come in and says, "We got to get rid of Pat Branson."
Did I get rid of her?
I says, "Why?" I says, "I don't know her. I just got here. She's no good." I said, "What do you mean she's no good? We don't like her." I says, "I don't even know her. Why should I sign a paper to get rid of somebody I don't know?"
These were people who already lived here?
Huh?
These were people that lived here?